Kenneth Coss. The last name is C-O-S-S. This is the clinical case of an 88-year-old white male that is a patient that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3. CKD stage 3B, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of shortness of breath, and seems to me that the patient had a fluid overload. This patient has a history of aortic stenosis, and he had a placement of a bioprosthetic valve in the aortic several years ago. He is followed by the cardiologist, and apparently there is a relapse of the stenosis. Atheroscentesis was done by Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E. 900 cc's of a straw-colored fluid was obtained. The patient improved significantly after the atherosynthesis. There was also a history of a cardiac catheterization that was done in February 6, 2024. The patient had a deployment of two stents in the right coronary artery. The left ventricular function is well preserved. The recommendations at this point is to follow the body weight, and it's established at 115 pounds. If it is above 115, he's supposed to take 40 milligrams of furosemide. If the increase in the body weight persists despite of the furosemide 40 milligrams, he's supposed to take additional 40 milligrams, a total of 80 milligrams on daily basis, and cut down the amount of fluid that he drinks. Period. He's supposed to continue taking the anticoagulant. He is on Eliquis and on Plavix, period. Number two, History of Patriarchy, Relation of Eloquence. Number three, Osteoarthritis. Number four, hyperuricemia treated with allopurinol. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. This patient is extremely fragile. The physical examination shows that the patient has lymphedema in the lower extremities. Only there is no lymphedema above the knee. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the admission in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.